Hundreds of demonstrators gathered in Vancouver, Canada, Monday to protest a visit by former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney. Protesters called on Canadian authorities to arrest Cheney for war crimes and torture.
He's admitted to having authorized, approved, and revels in the fact that he was at the epicenter of organizing waterboarding, starlight tours, hot and cold, stress positions, electrocutions, you name it, Dick is there. Millions of people have died at the behest of Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney needs to be put on trial to his own admissions.
In other news from Canada, 117 demonstrators were arrested in Ottawa Monday after trying to enter the House of Commons during a demonstration against the proposed Keystone XL tar sands pipeline project. Meanwhile, in Washington, Republican Senator Rand Paul single-handedly blocking legislation to strengthen safety rules for oil and gas pipelines, even though the bill has support from the Interstate Natural Gas Association of America, the American Gas Association, and the Association of Oil Pipelines. Senator Paul reportedly opposes the bill because he sees it as a form of unnecessary federal regulation. Animal rights activists are claiming responsibility for setting a fire at a fur retailer in Caldwell, Idaho, early Monday. The fire occurred at the Rocky Mountain Fireworks and Fur Company, a company that buys coyote and bobcat pelts and sells trapping supplies. And members of Wangari Maathai's Greenbelt movement vowed to continue with the late activist work following the death of the group's 71-year-old founder. In 1977, Maathai spearheaded the struggle against state-backed deforestation in Kenya and founded the Greenbelt movement, which has planted some 45 million trees in Michael, protester involved on her way to West Papua working for
Pelican Bay, just can't simply say that's a gang member and torture is permissible.
Hundreds of demonstrators gathered in Vancouver, Canada, Monday. To protest a visit by former U.S. President
Cheney needs to be
America. The
this organization is
Nobel Peace Prize in 2004. Njeri Gakonyo is a member of the board of directors of Greenbelt Movement.
This organization is fully